we got to talk with Roger, who is at Tree Source, is also a grower. Learned a lot about say the water issues and the issues that surround water use and availability in California and how important that is. A little different than us, where we can typically have access to water. We go through the permitting process. They have similar things, but then they also are purchasers at times of water. If they don't have the water resources, the way that it's set up over there, they sometimes will have to actually purchase water for irrigation purposes, which is a little different than what we're used to. Land prices out there are fairly expensive compared to what we see in Florida. Production costs are seen to be, pretty much, higher than what we would normally think of here in Florida. But then again, they're a fresh fruit industry, and the expectation is that their returns are higher, or that they get higher returns, and they are, to justify a lot of that additional production costs that go on out there. So we kind of learned a little bit about those issues and some of the things they deal with. Irrigation, the types of irrigation. We were actually in the valley part there, near north of Tulare, between Tulare and Fresno, and it's kind of interesting because a lot of the, like the almonds, those crops are grown down in the valley where it's flat and it's cold, and you see the citrus more up on when you get out away from the valley and start to go up the hillsides a little bit. That's where you get a little bit of elevation, and there's a little different microclimate in the area, and that's where they grow a lot of citrus. Their ability to do as well as they do with the water that they have, and the way that they manage their water resources. We get a lot of rain, so it's with rainfall we have that added luxury. Irrigation management, I think, is much more important in their respect, because they're only getting, what I'm trying to think, about maybe their annual rainfall in that area is maybe like 11, 12, 13 inches of rain. So their irrigation management and the availability, the cost of water, which is a little different than what we're used to, because we're not at this point paying for water, and hopefully we won't, but at least in California. That's one of the concerns, is they're only getting a limited amount of rainfall, and the rest of it has to be on irrigation, and water can be limiting if you don't have that resource or have access to that resource, then you got to be a good manager. And so I think they do some of those things. They have different soil types, so their ability to with drip irrigation, using microsprinklers for more frost protection and or irrigation. They're doing some of that. They're using some frost cover type bags to protect young trees, which is more of a cover than what we typically used to do in years back, when we had those freezes in the 80s. When we planted young trees, we used a lot of tree wraps. We didn't use a lot of covers. There are some materials out there that people are using in California now. They're kind of enclosing the entire tree, and you put a microsprinkler underneath it, and it provides for cold protection. So, just some of the little differences. I think we're all citrus growers, so we have that in common. It's just a little bit different way that the science of citrus production was interpreted in different areas based on the environmental conditions, the soil types, and those types of things. But it was a really good trip. I think we learned a lot.